banging. Banging the most Christian hip hop and R&B. Holy Culture Radio. Reach the eye.
When it's all alike, my raps touch these kids, but don't call me Mike. Man, you're all alike. I brawl on the mic, the type to cat to spit the righteous raps. You just nag, nag, you're more on the mic. Listen, I was called to write. I put it down in the booth. I record on my site.
You're listening to
the Nifty Christian Show.
Yes, yes, this is the Nifty Christian Radio Show, niftychristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. We are the most good-looking hosts on the radio right
now. Cannot argue with that. Sorry, I won't even try.
Nifty and Casey in the building.
Yes, indeed.
How you doing, Casey?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am excellent.
Excellent with an age.
Excellent with an age. Man, had a great week.
Yeah.
Finally saw The Truth in concert.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to interview him.
Yeah, that didn't work out too
well. He didn't come for the sound check.
And truth. Truth.
Man wanted to sleep in.
Tisk, tisk.
And when we finally got to talk to him, there's just a lot of background noise. So it just didn't pan out the way that we wanted it to pan out. But
sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. It was an amazing concert, though.
It was good. We discussed that. We did say it was really hype.
Yeah, the opening acts killed it. Shout out Never Heard, Spoken, Chosen, Dynasty, Spirit, and Truth.
Y'all ripped it.
Y'all killed it, man. And Destined to Be as well. Destined to Be as well. Great, great concert.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is going on? The iPod contest is
Finally over. So if you did not get in your submissions by the end of this week, you're out of luck.
It's all over.
We're about to choose our winner.
Yeah. So what's next is we're going to be choosing the 5 hottest topics. And then after that, we're going to go to you, the people, to choose the number one topic.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you know, number one topic, of course, gets the free iPod Touch.
Winner takes all.
Courtesy of the Nifty Christian Radio Show.
That is correct. Oh, hey, Nifty.
Yes?
You were actually pretty good in church today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For those of you who don't know, aside from the allegedly ignorant Nifty next to me here, Nifty speaks at Power of Love Ministry every second Sunday of the month, and he is actually very good.
It was really cool. Yeah, the crowd was into it. It was well received.
Yeah, yeah. He spoke about perspectives, and you guys need to check that out. You can check a little snippet of it on the ministry page.
Yeah, every now and then I post little snippets of the message in the ministry section of the website on niftychristian.com.
Yeah, so you can get a taste of what went down that way, and you can get a heads up on when he's going to be speaking next and what he's going to be speaking about by our events page.
Yeah. It's pretty cool because, I mean, I usually worry just a little bit about, like, what next I'm going to be talking about.
I don't know why. God always gives you the material.
God always comes through and hooks up.
You need to stop worrying.
Very nice topic, man. So, yeah, perspectives, man. Went over very well this morning.
Yeah.
I'm happy with myself.
You always do a good job. I don't know why you worry.
Yeah, whatever.
Aside from gassing you up.
Gassing,
I filled my quota for the day.
Gassing is not a bad thing, man. But listen, man, we got a very interesting show today. I got a chance to interview Spoken and Chosen.
Yes.
Red Vision Spoken and Chosen, excuse me, at the Truth concert. When I spoke to them, the background noise wasn't as loud, so
no.
I was able to filter out a lot of it.
The interview is actually pretty clear, considering.
Came out pretty clear, so I'm going to be talking to them after the first break. And the topic for today...
How far?
Drum roll. No. No sex before marriage, but...
How far is too far?
I got a lot of people asking me questions about this, so I'm going to break it down today. I actually had a chance to talk to my two main pastors. I deal with two pastors when I get stuck on a certain issue. My mother, of course, Reverend Dr. Shand, and Pastor Todd Jackson. These are the two people I go to for counsel when I need some pouring into. Right. And this is one of the subjects where I knew half of the answer.
You needed to outsource the rest.
I needed to outsource a little bit. I know how to answer the no sex before marriage thing quite easily. But the how far is too far.
That's a touchy
subject. Since it's such a touchy subject, and you know, this is a, you know, it's a responsible show. So the information given here has to be very responsible. So I made sure that, you know, we approached some more counsel on this and really got a proper solution for everyone listening today. So tune in, stay tuned. I guarantee you guys will be fed some practical, useful information that you guys can use in your lives with your walk with regards to this touchy subject.
Right.
And Versatile is back.
DJ Versatile.
He previewed a couple of his mixes to me today.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty.
He always represents.
Don't forget, holler at him, man. DJversatile.net. He's also a very hot producer, so check him out.
DJversatile.net,
man. So without further ado, let's get into that, man. The spinoff with my man DJ Versatile.
Here we go.
DJ Versatile.
He's the greatest DJ in the world.
Yeah. Before my church started a season that I called the darkness. Safe but still living in bondage, not knowing the problem was not just my pride and love. That was so time. But at epiphany, I had an epiphany, realizing community was the way it was meant to be. In the beginning, he who gave us identity was easily existing as a truth. It's not good that man should be alone. It's impossible for him to model us on his own. He gave man a companion, not a clone. Commander in the bitch. The new Adam is starting it all over, sparking it with a bride who glorifies Jehovah. You wanna know who you are, then know your role. Cause your eyes and crying prices for Jehovah.
Yeah. Back, them church boys. Back, hey. That's it, the new life is that. Hey. Go to an unusually come back. Hey. Living community, walking community. Back, them church boys. Down, back, hey. That's it, the new life is that. Hey. Go to an unusually come back. Hey. Living community, walking community.
Before real talk, we were ambassadors chopping. 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 Huff that milk to meat, having all things in common. Before church planting was an option. Before those apples started dropping, we were in community stomping. Patient with your boy when I was loud and obnoxious. Before I turned my life up at a concert. Before I knew truth over nonsense. Before I hit the stage, they were cautious. Accountability, awesome. Not to produce a man selfish or pompous. Know the process, I learned the scriptures in its context. Bible studies, yeah, sometimes it made me nauseous. But I never get sick of spitting up these synoptics. Constantly keeping others up on my conscience. Being honest, not just robbing them of the knowledge. Promise to serve one another in righteous conduct. It might be common sense, I'm a communist.
Back, what up? Church boys, that's the new life is that. Go to where my clothes till he come back. Living community,
all my ladies, all my fellas.
Back, them church boys, that's that. The new life is that. Go to where my clothes till he come back.
Sex, just to put it in perspective, he's God and he deserves more than just your check. He deserves your breath, everyone you'll ever get. We deserve death, something we'll never get. So hands devoted, cause he rose and beat death. We could be right-handed, but we all went left. See, in order to redeem me, he gave up himself. So I'm laying on the altar till they lay me to rest. What you expect, man? We give God our best. Plus, knowing him is how we know ourselves. So we learn of him in the way that he set up so we can get it. Christian fellowship, as I imitate God and conform more to Christ in the bond of community. I look more like him, and the image I was meant to have. Praise God for the church showing me just who I am.
Back, them church boys. That's the new life is that. Go to where my clothes till he come back. Living community, walking community. Back, them church boys.
Happy in Christ alone. I'm not ashamed, brain like wet up sinners. Am I just like them? Does my life match or remotely resemble the words I rap? Am I full of lust? Am I full of pride? Do I curse? Do I cheat? Do I steal a lie? Do you hear my cry? Do I even please ya? When my name is mentioned, do you get amnesia? Do you consider me as one of your own? When I'm on the microphone, do I even belong? Do I see your presence? Do I read the scriptures? Do I Facebook, MySpace, or tweet with Twitter? On my spare time, I be on that Xbox. Where my heart is, that's where my treasure stops. If my pleasure's locked only in the temporal, I can never serve you properly, my lot is miserable. Stop the rituals, pursue a relationship. The grace is there, it's sustained by the way you live. Yeah, that's what it is, dude. It's all about Jesus, homie. Your relationship is falling, so rap, get off the mic. Goodbye. Yeah. See straight, God chase us. So not cool. It's coming soon. Get it.
Ready, Ryder!
Apathy actually happens to be a tragedy, and the morality of the world is a strategy. Yeah. Placating the killers for capital gain tapestry, showing life through the eyes of a man who's seen tragedies. Hate is sprayed through rhapsody that leaves minds not prepared for the battle like Swiss cheese. Woo. Even soldiers are rattled with armor, enemy stare like it was Sarah Connor. We aliens in this drama, still susceptible to the apathy trauma. The modern consensus got brothers chalking it up to karma. Karma, let's pause for a sec. Look up at the sky, at the Almighty and His honor. He's in control and He's vastly superior. Regenerated means He is changing my interior. Sensitivity and discernment of ways. His spirit burns, your praise that is earnest in all His ways. So, are you concerned with the ways attributed to the God who delivers at His pace? Go, by grace through faith, we are saved. Get your life right, live in His face.
Yeah.
One better, cut the middleman out. I made my own record. No pressure when you ain't paying no recoup. Able to sort to your sample and then re-loop. Making records with my own made cast. Straight from the soul, there's some homemade raps. Though it's been kinda slow, 5 years in the making. Levitating, flew fresh out the basement. Practice patience, and the end it'll pay off. Like one day, this could all be my day job. Me getting my paper stack on. Worldwide status from Timberland to Fat Farm. Cashing off my rap songs, yeah, I can see it. But then I'd be labeled a sellout or conceited. Sell them my daily breads as merch out the trunk. If you got some spare change in your hands, put them up.
A go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Till the sunset, ain't no question. I'm a go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Go, 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 go. A go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Till the sunset, ain't no question. I'm a go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Go, 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 go.
A go-getter, cool, calm, collected. DJ request, they threw on the record.
Who's
A&R's wanna know. It's Rash Man and them A&R's got to go. All see it green, wanna make a dollar off of me. Smoking trees, they must be. Trust me, I'm loving the creative control. Drive all night to the show and I sleep on the floor. Cause yo, it's all worth it at the end of the day. Signed, sealed, delivered, and I send it away. Mixtapes, t-shirts, CDs, or posters. With my own too, what label promos a poster. MCs know it's the independent hustle. Sometimes just getting your music heard is the biggest struggle. But either way, sink or swim in this record pool. Rash, I'm a go-getter, I'm a go-getter, fool.
A go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Till the sunset, ain't no question. I'm a go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Go, 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 go. A go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Till the sunset, ain't no question. I'm a go-getter, go-go-go-getter. Go, go.
A go-getter, nobody flow fresher. Right now I probably sound like a broke record. Nonetheless, I'm set at its own. Up jump the boogeyman, let's get to the goal. Refreshing your soul, strutting when I step in the door. Inevitable, hot up, the president's raw. You catching it all? Man, I'm baking something fresher. Butcher shop raps and short top, got the fresh cuts.
Bring that bass line. Yo.
I'm coming to you from the underground. get a rush when I bust on the bus.
A go-getter, go-getter, till the sunset, ain't no question. I'm a go-getter, go-getter, go, 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 go. A go-getter, go-getter, till the sunset, ain't no question. I'm a go-getter, go-getter, go, go.
Strategize with them, we're not allies with them, we don't fraternize with them, let them patronize, we don't want no ties with them, we won't monopolize with them, let them ostracize, we don't compromise with them, we won't victimize with them, commit genocide with them, spit their lies with them, or objectify with them, with them, socialize with them, broke my ties with them, now we open-eyed in this overhyped system, we know this wisdom of man is foolishness to God, don't build on the sand, or trust in the odds, be shrewd as a snake, and innocent as doves, don't succumb to hate, overcome hate with love, this wisdom of man is foolishness to God, don't build on the sand, or trust in the odds, be shrewd as a snake, and innocent as doves, don't succumb to hate.
Yo, we're taught not to question the status quo, cause the masses never get heard, that's unless you're established with expert professors in dress shirts and glasses that lecture to classes from lecterns where next term the best third will pass and earn cash working as desk clerks for the best firms in Manhattan where the pressure can crack them cause net worth and networks and class get treasured over pleasures that last always measuring stacks a passion for lesser guards growing seed the distraction is clever but trust
this wisdom of man is foolishness to God don't build on the sand or trust in the odds be shrewd as a snake and innocent as doves don't succumb to hate, overcome hate with love. This wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Don't build on the sand or trust in the odds. Be shrewd as a snake and innocent as doves. Don't succumb to hate, overcome.
So we empathize with them and sympathize with them. I don't enterprise with them or synchronize with them. We don't strategize with them. We're not allies with them. We don't fraternize with them. Let them patronize. We don't want no ties with them. We won't monopolize with them. Let them ostracize. We don't compromise with them. We won't victimize with them. Commit genocide with them. Spit their lies with them. Or objectify women with them. Socialize with them. I broke my ties with them. Now we open not in this overhyped system. We see this wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Don't build on the sand or trust in the odds. Be shrewd as the snakes and innocent as doves. Don't succumb to hate, overcome hate with love. This wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Don't build on the sand or trust in the odds. Be shrewd as the snakes and innocent as doves. Don't succumb to hate, overcome hate with love. This wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Don't build on the sand or trust in the odds. Be shrewd as the snakes and innocent as doves. Don't succumb to hate, overcome hate with love.
See a scar on the man, it's simple human logic. Deeper the scar, the more you wanna know how he got it. It's the same in the spirit, we born with hell. So when you make it through the battle, wear the evidence well. That's my duty, enduring in Christ is my beauty. The director is Christ and life is my movie. I'm an extra, promoted to star, so blessed. Cause where my life was, I shouldn't be on set. Where I am right now, homie, I couldn't dream. With a full head of steam, I'm doing my thing. On a jet to wherever, getting life from the letter. From now to never, Holy Spirit is my propeller. Hate me, I keep the standards high. So if you only half walk, then you probably can't stand this guy. Far from done, lived as the prodigal son. Walked so dirty, you thought I was wearing the black ones.
But if God let me rewind the hands of time and adjust my life line for line, I say I'm fine.
Without a reason, child begets child. Moms was 16 when I started breathing. Born to be heathen, terminate the lump and life can be even. They told my mom, but nah, she said please and went her own way. No aim, just kept reaching. Hopefully things get better by the evening. Sun stayed up and the rays just kept beaming. Scared like the heart, tearing is something deep in. Should've went dark instead, it kept beating. Swimming on the deep end, struggling for peace and sighs she denied with her face we were sinking. Held it together for years by stringing. Thread in her head, my truth just kept ringing. Gotta make things better for my seething. Reminiscing on these times got me to thinking.
But if God let me rewind the hands of time and adjust my life line for line, I say I'm fine.
Trust God, cause Vic can't find a way to figure it out. They both are in to find a place, but we assume the longer life had to find a grace. See, I assume nothing. Maybe God blessed the youngin' for his sake, and she just had a longer time to wait. Maybe neither, maybe God's in control. In some ways of the king, we'll never know. That's why
if God let me rewind the hands of time and adjust my life line for line, I say I'm fine.
Casey, can I say something?
Say something.
It's official. DJ Versatile is the greatest DJ in the world.
I said that before you did.
And I'm not saying that because he's my DJ, but he's my DJ because he's the greatest person in the world. Dude doesn't just DJ. The dude competes in DJ battles, in cities, countries, and he wins.
Yeah, he's no joke.
Dude is a problem. Versatile is a problem. Anyway, I'm done, you know, being wowed by Versatile's mixes. Sorry, Verse. We gotta move on. I had a chance to talk to Red Vision, Spoken and Chosen. And I like these brothers, man. I like them a lot. So
very snazzy dressers.
Yeah, very snazzy. And Spoken is probably the most polite, respectful
they
person I've ever met, man.
People.
Spoken is so polite. He's one of those guys where like, he's just, I don't know, man. He's just, His mother raised him very well, man. He's such a polite dude.
Such gentleman.
Very, very nice dudes, man. And his brother is Chosen. He's a singer and spoken as the MC. And we were backstage at the Truth concert, so there's a little bit of background noise, but you know, here it is right here, man. Let's go. All right, we're here, man. Backstage at the Truth concert, niftychristian.com, Nifty Christian Radio Show. I got my two peoples here, man. Chosen and Spoken, the two brothers in Christ. Very talented people. Tell me about this whole Red Vision group you guys got going on.
Our Red Vision, basically, it's a management group right now consisting of three artists. I'm myself, Chosen, my brother Spoken, and Scripture. And really what Red Vision is that everything we see, everything we do about life, we see through the blood of Christ. So when it comes to finances, relationship, anything in our lives, everything, we see through the blood of Christ. And so our mission is that's the only color they see, the blood of Christ. So, yeah.
I like that.
Excuse me. Incidentally, the only color we see is kind of like our slogan. Just pretty much encouraging people to develop a Christ-centered worldview. To really see everything in relation to the cross. Because Lecrae says something real powerful, stuck with me. Lecrae of Reach Records, he's like, for some people say, like, I do this. They say they rap or they sing, right? And I'm a Christian. I just happen to be a Christian. But he's like, once Christ has truly taken a hold of a heart's individual, once Christ has really taken over the heart of an individual and really rocked him with the gospel, like, there's just no other way of doing it but for the glory of Christ, right? So pretty much that's what Red Vision is. We're not a musical group, as in a boy band, if those still exist.
Yeah.
But no, we're just a management team which houses three independent artists at the moment, man. So the only color we see.
Talk to me about your projects. Who's coming out first, when, all that fun stuff.
Right now we're working on a couple of singles that hopefully within the next couple of weeks will be on the radio and stuff. Chosen, I'm working on my projects for next summer, by God's grace. Look out for it. And there's a surprise, shall I call it, project that we can't really talk too much about it right
now.
We can't really talk too much about it right now, but something really, God's been really working with us. We've been putting a lot of work. So yeah, let me just leave it like that right now.
Okay, your single She's So Fine, they're getting a lot of hits on the website. A lot of people are feeling that track. Talk to me about how that track came about.
Funny, that track, we had been talking about writing a song about temptation. And basically what we're trying to do when we're writing that song was we wanted to write from a perspective that is not too Christian, if I want to put it that way. Because sometimes when you hear She's So Fine, you wonder, is a Christian really allowed to say that? But the truth is, we all face temptations, and we want to talk and make, you know what, I'm Christian, I'm saved and everything, but I still get tempted. And so basically it means that even though I get tempted, I still have to turn my back and crucify my flesh, which is pretty much what we're doing, what the song is talking about. And basically that song is actually a semi-true story, because I have been talking about it, and then bam, it happened almost like, just like my bank scene. When I, you know, stuff happened, and I just had to be like, man, she fine, but you know, she didn't find enough of my salvation, like what's his name said, Canton Jones, man. So yeah, that's basically where that song came from.
Spoken, you got one of the most energetic shows I've ever seen. And just talk to me a little bit about where that energy comes from, when the moment that you grab the mic and go on stage, man.
Truth be told, it's the grace of God, honestly. It really is. I just, I got past the point of being shy, if you will. And I don't know, I just want to give him my all at all points. I first to have God be glorified through it all, but also to just went on stage, as Yomi says, just let loose, literally. I'm always just trying to think of ways to innovate. And incidentally, because the truth is really someone I look up to, right?
Yeah.
And I've had the opportunity to watch a lot of his live performances, and so because I admire him so much, him being my favorite artist and all, I sort of see things that he does that helps him interact with the crowd. So I think that's where it comes from, man.
I appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Nifty Christian Radio. Tune in.
Appreciate y'all.
Cheer. Cheer. GBF. The
gotta live what I talk.
You gotta live.
Value one.
You just can't talk about it. I gotta be about it. Get on.
yeah, Sean Cali from DVD. 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 Yeah, Sean. 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 From Cali, Cali. DVD. Find me, but them killers in them drugs. It's bees, bees. Jesus, lead us. Got a soul that see. Cause I like, I like. Gotta live what we speak. How can we preach change? Been in church, still at the same. And wonder, wealth, the joke to be same. Well, I'm here to set the record straight. Christ made it clear. The way they hear me, why? You got a lie on the roof that jumped all your life. But he gave us free. We won't force you to be healed. Cause the ones that claim to see are the ones that's truly blind. And the ones that recognize they were blind can now see. So it's time for us to be what God's called us to be. Holy, add, and see. Not what's convenient for me. So I gotta live it. Gotta live it. Yeah, we gotta live it. So you gotta live it. All this talk about it, I gotta be about it. All this talk about it, I gotta live what I talk. All this talk about it, I gotta be about it. All this talk about it, I gotta live what I talk. All this talk about it, I gotta be about it. All this talk about it, I gotta live what I talk. All this talk about it, I gotta be about it. All this talk about it, we got it, we got it, we got it, we got it. In the songs, saying all the right words, screaming it's Christ we serve. But behind closed doors, your life's not pure. Then you wonder why folk ain't being transformed. Coming to the ministry just to get that dance on, leaving the same way they came. And if the glory never came, you did it in vain. And if your words don't cause things to change, you need to reread why the Lord is slain. For we can have dominion, and our sins are forgiven, and all authority over sin was given to anyone who believes, picks up their cross and leaves they old ways behind. Cause I was dead when they found me, now I'm alive, I'm gonna be dead. I was like that prodigal kid, running away from my cover. At the end I was smothered with all that sin that consumed me, but through his love will renew me. Now I'm fresh as a ruby, now I'm fresh as a ruby. You know, well, let's talk about it, I gotta be about it. Well, let's talk about it, I gotta live what I talk. What others talk about it, I gotta be about it. What others talk about it, I gotta live what I talk. What others talk about it, I gotta be about it. What others talk about it, I gotta live what I talk. What others talk about it, I gotta be about it. What others talk about it.
Yeah, they say I'm so gone, man, I'm out of here. I'm from a different galaxy, a different atmosphere. Misunderstood in my life, I ain't always been wrong, but I ain't always been right. At times so confused, when some say that they love you, but they still hate you too. So what else I'm supposed to do? Put my heart and my trust in the King of the Jews. Hey man, I felt like I was losing it. Until I found who Jesus is. We must suffer with a Christ. They call us crazy for dying just to gain life. That's just the way it is. When you're living to please God, walking in righteousness. They hate him, so they gon' hate me. To the world, I consider myself just being crazy.
They don't really know,
and they don't understand. He owes the master plan. To the world, I had to die. I have eternal life with my Christ.
They say I'm
crazy. They say I lost my mind 4 years ago. See, I was walking blind. They say I'm psycho. That boy flipped the lead. I need medication. Belong in a lonely bed. But I don't clear, don't smoke, drove no more. See, I'm on a new high. Homeboy, we call it hope. Now you can find me in the church, straight serving in the kingdom. Call it putting in work. Now
tell me what you think about that. I went to toting barrels from toting straps. But spiritually, boy, I'm still strapped. When the enemy rides his head out, push his weak back. Pray in the spirit, man, a whole different language, a different culture, but you can call it Spanglish. That's why the world don't faze, man. I'm in a whole different world, so don't they call me crazy. They don't really know, no, and they don't understand. He owes the master plan.
They say I'm crazy.
To the world, I had to die. I have eternal life with my Christ.
They say I'm
crazy.
They say I'm
crazy.
We're living in the world that has Christians ready to die out. Live by the spirit, cause he is our only high route. How would these people view you if you were inside out? Trying to have success in the flesh is something that I doubt. See, it's important that we are walking as Jesus did. Most of this world, so they really don't know who Jesus is. And it's crazy, these messages that we feed our kids. Now it's time for us to take heed in the way they see us live. So continuing peddling like a cyclist. Salvation is the water that keeps us thirsting for righteousness. As you can see, I'm a product of my environment. Declare to speak his verse, so there's no such thing as retirement. If anything, it's my job and duty to edify. Option number one is to give him the truth or let him die. Cause the gospel I'm bringing is international, compatible to Christ, so I walk in the supernatural.
This is who you gotta be. This is what you gotta see. Some say it's not for me, to be
a life like we know the Savior, cause people is watching every decision we make. Actions gotta prove that he lives in us, and there's no one greater, cause without his love it's only so much you gon' take. That's exactly why we here to steer you in the right direction, cause we know that temptation gon' come and it's gon' go. But if you don't learn to walk in his wisdom and take correction, and his word is gon' be difficult for you to grow. So gotta learn to close your eyes and trust and cry. It's the only guy who died and rose up and left his spirit to direct our life. We gotta show the people how to live. Show the people how to live. So when it's time to go to war. You can fight. I never know when it's time to battle. I can always carry call on Shannon. But like Mariah and Nick, I always carry my cannon. To please the Father is my only desire. So he can say job well done after I retire.
I'm supernatural.
This is
who you gotta be. I think we got a baby
right here.
This is what you gotta see.
Let's be doing this
summertime. Some say it's not for me.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF. That SPF, that SPF. The veil was on the hill. It's true, but I won't feel it, cause I got that SPF. Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was on the hill. It's true, but I won't feel it, cause I got that SPF on.
Put my SPF on, my SPF strong, my SPF lasts long. In fact, it lasts for all eternity. I went to the infirmary so that hell won't be burning me. Jesus told me I only needed one application. Why folk go to the altar 20 times for salvation? As if the first time wasn't good enough. They be on that I lost my salvation stuff. As if they can lose it, as if they can earn it. We can't earn SPF, that's what I am learning. So it's not that they had it and that it went to waste. The issue is they never had it in the first place, because they didn't believe, inspired by peer pressure. Cause she saw the church mothers giving her obscene gestures. You wanna prevent fire, you need that name. Drink Christ, live the perfect life and die for your sins and rose again.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on, the veil was on, hell is on, but I won't.
game, game. Shame, shame, feel the pain, pain. If you never call on the call on the name, name. Gotta mentally train, train. What you putting your wit in your brain, brain. I ain't seeing the flame, flame. Can't let my walk if it go down the drain, drain, drain. I got my salvation, so now I come up with these different ways how I can lead you to Jesus, cause he can plead us. For I shut up on me, I'll die. Yes, I mean physically, soldier. I fight the good fight like in Timothy. Reading and fasting and praying is the remedy to get the victory over the enemy. About you, but I'd have been done, lost my mind. But Christ ain't give up the mission and leave his cross behind. Now that's an example that's difficult to find. But can't worry, he encouraged me to stay on my grind. So BKD and TIP want you to see that he be the living God. He can work through you like he worked through me. We all stand together to help build his empire. Cause he's the only one to offer salvation and prevent fire.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF. That SPF. You get SPF.
Just a feeling, yeah. It's more than just a building. Yeah, we break down, yeah. But yeah, we into building. We a body of saints. Saint. Walk hard, don't faint. Paint. We all different colors, yeah. Going hard in the paint. Yeah. We raised from the dead, yeah. Same since Christ bled. With no life in us, nah. Told us pick up our beds. We a body of one. We abide in the sun. Yeah. We fighting on the daily, yeah. Though the battle is won. I pray for no division. Yeah. Look at our family ties. If a family's in need, what? Look how our family ties, sometimes we conflict, yeah. But we aim to forgive, yeah. Dying to our flesh, the only way to live, yeah. Our foundation is set, yeah. On Christ the architect, yeah. We won't bend the fold, never. But watch our arms stretch, reach out, to reach, man. The masses, man. It's all in Christ's name, Jesus. South, north, east, west, our vision's the
we
same.
We lost our identity, yeah. Used to be his enemy, yeah. But for us it all changed, today it's tearing into me, the body, this ain't pretend to me, thousands of cats. Saying it loud, sort of sounds like a symphony. This been around for over 20 centuries. We going hard for the Lord, now until eternity. So wherever you at, just put your fist in the air. Cause we the body, we in the body.
Ever since the Lord carried the old me in a body bag, a body built like Arnold. Don't care about nobody's swag, you still getting bodied up. No matter your body type, I'ma box you out so you can see the body of Christ. American Christianity needs a trip to the body shop. And these fatal repairs, it's missing things. Cause it got chopped, I go up in the temple. Females wearing body suits, I did a body count. A fifth dead is in the body troops. But there's many living holy, still we getting body slammed. By 5 o'clock news, so we putting on a body mic to amplify the truth. By hearing our body language, you can't stop the movement. That's why the body's gaining. Love will prevail, penetrating through the body. In your spirit, and it's done so very oddly. That's what happened to us in Philly, St. Louis, Cincinnati. United in the Lord, adding people to the family.
We lost our identity, used to be his enemy. But for us, it all changed. Today is tearing into me. The body, this ain't pretend to me. Thousands of cats saying it loud.
It seems wet. They think that they level is close to where Elohim is. They call themselves the kings cause they better than priests. But he's the most high. The highest thing is all we say. These dudes ain't on his level, bro. We say he didn't let it go. I know he got some cheese. He don't even need no cheddar, bro. He's self-sufficient. Check the scriptures, bro. He's incomparable. Let you go with Jacob's word. His bread is more than edible. Face to face. Thank you, amazing, because you make cash. But look around the heavens and the earth. Homie, he made you. And trace back his history. Yeah, it's filled with peace and great acts. He took the sin of man away. He took on him with great backs. Lay back and peek this. Bro, this ain't no secret. I'ma hit you with some truth. You may not want it, but you need it. So listen. I know you fly fresh to death, but homie, you ain't fresh enough. We'll say step your game up, but you can't step it up enough. Well, you know it's even anything. Like the Lord, he's meant to reign. We ain't on this level, man. Who is like a nobody? Who is like a nobody? Who is like a nobody?
passed away before time. Before we made anything, homie, he just was.
Still is.
He's eternal. He just made you from the dust, bro. One day you gon' pass on. My guy will last long. Drag home longer than you promo out your rap song. Saying they famous and got a lot of fans, but they ain't got no angels praising them. They not the man. Catch and get their minds right. Know they in the limelight. I got it infinite. They a legitimate and finite.
We created.
He's creator.
We was made it.
He's the maker. He's supreme over human beings. No folks try to debate.
Come on.
A lot of kids they got it twisted. Like some hurt and dread it up.
Yeah.
Once they step your game up, but you can't step it up enough.
You know you can't
do anything like the Lord.
You ain't gotta guess, baby, that I'm his. Crucified,
die.
Now alive in him. I done put my faith in him, homie, to the end. Got a new life, I live in Christ. It's because of him, your boy shine so bright. You keep the reins and the chains and the ice cap, fan campaign. That's about champagne, that's lame, no game. Homie, I rep Christ. You can be my lyrics in the way that I write. I surrendered everything, even my rights. Counted all his old shit so I can know Christ. I better get baby just so he can know me. Son coming home, went from prodigal to free. Free from a sin, that's the end of my grief. I'm a believer, so best believe this is me. Even at the cross, Jesus took my place. He didn't deserve it, I guess it's what we call faith. I did deserve it, I guess it's what we call grace. He did it for certain and guaranteed my place in him. And then sitting me on high. In the end, I'll be caught up in the sky. On a dime in the twinkle of an eye, I'll be found in the air with my Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm a believer.
Is a black man.
First I got
another crew.
Ever since I heard the gospel message,
the sun was bruised.
I got a new identity.
It's like your boy's another dude.
Yeah.
Undercover brother, come and see you.
Trust the truth.
Yeah.
We stand under brother, other things.
Adjusting moves.
Okay.
Some say we done for trusting Christ. They say we just some fools.
But you can check his grave if you're born in the crew.
Oh, wait.
Perfect, it out now.
Recognize this life's hard.
The difference is instead of drowning, we trust the lifeguard.
Fight hard.
Right perspective as we walk this
Christ,
he works in us like an office, so I'm a believer.
DJ.
Dig this.
All your favorite mix shows.
And it was hot.
Holy Culture Radio.
Yes, welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show, niftychristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that.
We are back.
It is that time. Mm-hmm. Behind closed doors. Behind closed doors. We got a very hot topic today. No sex before marriage, but how far is too far?
Too far. The $6 million question.
Yes. Get a lot of questions about this all the time. And we got...
I have an email.
Casey got a...
Specifically.
I don't want to say detailed. It's not that detailed, but...
No, but it asks the question that I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
It's not on everybody's minds. Everybody's wondered about this at one time or another.
And I'm pretty sure everyone has asked it at some point. They've probably been doing the act and are wondering, biblically, what does it say? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, usually older pastors can't answer this question. They'll just say, just don't do anything, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to try and give something a little bit more practical today. So without further ado, let's get into this.
Now, the writer of this email wanted to remain anonymous. Okay, so we're not going to mention her name on air. But she is from Toronto, and she writes... I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and things are serious enough that we've talked about marriage. We want to do things right, so we've decided to wait until after we get married to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when we're alone and things get kind of heavy, and we end up doing stuff, quote unquote. We don't go all the way, but we get pretty close. So my question is, is getting pretty close sinful in God's eyes?
Interesting question.
Yes, it is.
A very, very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of things I want to point out with that email.
Okay.
First of all, let's just be real. She's not the first person, the first Christian who's going through something like this.
She will not be the last either.
I hear questions like this all the time from Christians. And first of all, like, it's something that happens so often within the body of Christ.
I'd say too often.
And the issue that I have with our topic for today is almost all the time you hear people saying stuff happens and we end up.
Yeah.
Almost like they're the victim until it's about to happen.
So, and then all of a sudden there's no control.
And then all of a sudden they take control once the deed is about to occur, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I want to tackle for today is stop acting like the victim. Because it's almost like we end up doing things. We end up and it gets this way and it's like it. There's no accountability. There's no responsibility.
Yeah, well, you know, I think a lot of it starts out with that human desire to get close.
Right, right.
There's that need that we have, all of us as humans, to want affection and to want to be close to the people that we care about.
Yeah.
So they start out wanting to get close. They don't intend to end up, as we say, as they've said, you know, in a compromising position.
Right.
But somehow it gets there.
Somehow.
So we're trying to figure out the somehow.
And you know what? I mean, we kind of alluded to this before in our very first episode where the circumstance dictates the action.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are able to foresee the circumstances that they're going to be in.
Yeah.
So that should be the first tidbit of information that on some level you did plan it in your head. You did know that it was going to happen. Now she's asking, biblically speaking, is what they're doing wrong?
Yes. Now they are considering marriage.
Yes.
They are.
But
so they're not just fooling around.
They're not engaged yet. So right now it's just talk. It could be the dude just spitting game.
That's true.
Right?
In which case, girl, you better reevaluate your options.
It could be the dude just spitting game. Yeah, like, you know, he knows that she's Christian and girl, I wanna get married. Girl, I'm gonna marry you.
Now look, see? When put doubt in the girl's head, they're gonna break up now. Look at what she just did.
Listen, man, she's gotta have that conversation and she's gotta have that standard. Like, you know what? XYZ needs to happen before XYZ happens.
Yeah, the standards have to be set.
Standards have to be there.
And the lines have to be drawn.
And the other thing that needs to happen is communication. See, there's a lot of times where Christians who date other Christians automatically assume that it's going to be a good relationship just because the two are Christians. What people need to do when they start dating another Christian is first gauge where your partner is in their walk.
Mm-hmm.
There are new Christians and there are experienced Christians.
Right.
Christians experienced, but more tenured Christians.
People who are well into their walk, more mature is
a proper word. And the fact that there's two or varying maturing levels, there is going to be a little bit of difference in your philosophy and how you interpret the Bible.
Right.
So, for example, the dude might be very new in his walk.
Right.
And the woman might be, you know, more mature in her walk. They still have the same core beliefs that Jesus is Lord and their Savior and so forth. But when it comes to certain things like these, the way that they justify and interpret certain passages in the Bible are going to be very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that a lot of Christians who date don't take the time to gauge the maturity level of the person that they are dating.
Okay.
And usually when things like this happen, it is because there's two different maturing levels and one of them had more influence than the other.
So how can this be dealt with? Communication.
Communication is key. Communication is definitely the first thing that I would suggest. Figure out what level both partners or both you guys are at.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys really have to really get into the word and figure out how does how does he interpret it? How do you interpret the same passage?
Right.
And if it's different, then you guys need to sit down and talk about why it's different. And mm-hmm. it could just be because one is a little bit more newer and one is a little bit more mature in the walk. That's the first thing I want to discuss.
So it's all about discussing your goals. And it's not just, you know, where I want to be in 5 years, your financial goals and your emotional goals. You need to also discuss your spiritual goals.
Your spiritual goals and your spiritual current standing.
Mm-hmm.
Current standing. Because, again, you know, the dude... I don't want to make it seem it's just dudes, but you know, the person that's more new in their walk, they still have a lot of world left in them.
Yes.
Right? They still have a lot of old habits that they're still purging out.
Mm-hmm.
And because these old habits are purging out, let's say there's a guy that's used to having sex all the time.
Right.
And then, you know, he becomes saved and now he's not having sex, but he still likes to fool around.
The urges are still
but
there.
But in his mind, he's probably doing a lot better. And he is, mind you. He's,
yes.
You know, but in his mind, it's like, I'm not having sex anymore. I'm not even going all the way.
Yeah.
And the woman now might be so far in her walk where she thinks doing anything at all is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because they didn't have that conversation, they didn't realize where their playing field was to begin with.
Yes.
Right? So that's step number one. I'm going to the break with my man Versatile. We're going to come back with a couple more steps to really tackle this problem. All right? Let's do this.
DJ Versatile.
He's the greatest DJ in the world.
Yeah.
I'ma be about my business.
was breaking your heart. It may seem real hard, ain't no help inside. But don't you worry.
Concerned about my soul, I play my part. True religion only feels us from the hood. Felt like something got a hold of me. Couldn't quite shake it to control of me. If religion was a thing that money could buy, guess the rich man would live and the poor would die.
All my life, all I want yes, to get yeah, closer yeah. to you. You're closer
oh,
to
me, nah.
baby.
Oh,
so walk with me now.
Oh, let me know.
Let me know.
Have my heart and my cold.
Let me know.
I need to know for my soul.
Let me know.
What they seeing, how you feel,
that
this thing is real. Now they question what I do and where I go,
no,
what I wear,
no,
where my will, but do they know,
no,
does my lifestyle live up to what they teach, but do they teach with the message they can reach, yeah, often wonder why my nights are long, how I'm living right, but they say I'm wrong, if loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right, all I want in my life, yeah.
Been good to me,
good to me.
He didn't have to wake me up this morning, could have died in my sleep,
died in my sleep.
I was bound by sin, but he's given me the victory,
victory.
And I'm glad that I'm free. I'm not just a Sunday morning Christian, I praise him every day.
Praise him every day.
The ransom that he gave for my life is a debt that I can't repay.
I can't repay.
I've been redeemed by the blood, that's why I live holy.
Live holy.
And even if the enemy tries, he's never ever gonna stop me.
Stop me.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Now everybody's still amazed, the big gal has yet to fall off.
Yet to fall off.
That's because before I started walking in my ministry, I counted up the cost.
Counted up the cost.
Every ounce of knowledge that I gained before I knew the Lord, I count as lost.
Count as lost.
I submit to his will, cause he's my boss.
He's my boss.
He's my rock.
My rock.
My soul.
My soul.
My shield.
My shield.
Don't matter what the haters say, I gotta keep it real.
Keep it real.
Blessed in the valley and I'm showing up blessed on the hill.
Blessed on the hill.
To bring glory to the Lord is the reason why I live.
I live.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Hey, for the rest my days,
cause I'm a slave for you. Christ, teach me your way. Help me represent you. My God, what you say? That's exactly what I do. My moves, my heart, my soul, I give it all to you. My God, cause I'm a slave for you.
Yeah, a bond servant of Christ. Engaged by his grace, for his purpose I write. No doubt I'm a slave, but to worship him right. It's the dial at the paraclete work in my life. Lights, what I like, a child of the day. Astounded, amazed, so I don't cower ashamed. With the sounds of the waves, I shout cause the way conquered the grave. So the cost has been paid. Yeah, but I don't claim to be perfect. My rebirth
birth truly means I'm worth nursing and serve persons who need it, be assertive in a word to really bring fire like earth when I've been a curse. Since birth I've been a perp, a trait, a notivate, and my works were even worse. Being saint I serve the great as the bridegroom of the church. Chase righteousness, stay alert for his return. Ah.
Christ teach me your way, help me represent you. My God, what you say, that's exactly what I do. My moves, my heart, my soul, I give it all to you, my God, cause I'm a slave for you.
To minister means to serve, we abide in his word. Disciples of Christ, that's why we're writing these verses. But music's a service, I'm so certain discipleship, it ain't working. Not the method itself, the method's just swell, but the method's not taught, so the method just walks. Leaving people in darkness, leaving young people asking, Yeshua,
who's that, who's that?
I wish as a Christian I knew the true facts. Immature in the faith equals naivety, results in being led astray quite easily. We're presenting what the gospel is, life or death, we can't be wafflers, you know. We gotta stand on our own too. If you've been taught what salvation is, well then it's on you. Ah!
Christ teach me your way.
I'll be honest, the industry still with a lot of garbage, making it real hard for artists to speak their mind with beats and rhymes, solving problems. Be lobbing the songs of concerts, be signed, making lots of dollars. Yet treat minds with the songs regardless. Bumping clubs, DJs playing, they love my stuff like he ain't playing. There's a lot of junk that he ain't saying, but the kids still bumps like B2K did. That's deep. When they wanna stop the violence, they ask me. When they want a positive rapper, because a lot of things happen and a lot of these rappers know the promise can rap and that's that. Fan it off,
fan them off, fan them off, cause it's hot. Fan it off,
fan it off, fan it off, cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off, fan it off,
it's hot. I fan it off,
fan them off, cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan them off, fan them off, cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off, fan it off, cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off, fan it off,
it's hot. I fan it off,
fan it off, cause it's hot.
People know, no matter what he flows, he's like a stuffy nose, he needs to blow. He like the bass is bumping when the jakes is coming, so people try to keep him low. He just trying to reach a soul, called in, heard his calling on speakerphone. He ain't changed, he just grown. Wow, I like his style, to each his own. He promotes, but not everybody calls him. Everyone ignored him, cause everybody's boring. But everybody's boring. Blame the stations, they ain't playing up. Put these and seasons, they ain't saying much. Reason being, the labels paying us, playing us like pawns. But I ain't changing up.
Fan it off,
fan it off,
fan it off,
fan it off,
cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off, fan it off,
it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off,
cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off,
fan it off,
cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off,
fan it off,
cause it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off,
fan it off,
it's hot.
Fan it off,
fan it off.
Blessed only by your grace and your mercy. Blessed even when I feel unworthy. Blessed only if I trust and obey. You show me how you make a way for me to be blessed in the city or in the field. Blessed on the job or on wheels. Blessed no matter how I feel, whether I'm coming and going, yet still for real, I'm blessed. Yes, you are blessed beyond measure. His blessings will overtake you forever. Even when you went through that stress and pain, somehow you made it out and now you see the change. Even if you don't look blessed, yes I am. And even if you don't act blessed, yes I can. And even if you don't feel blessed, I help you understand and encourage you that you're in good hands. So no need to worry, no need to cry, no need to hold those feelings inside, because you are truly blessed. You know why? You have a God that loves you so much that he died. So when your present troubles arrive, don't stress. In a situation he'll bring out the best, and you do have the victory, you will pass the test. We have power over the enemy, and we are blessed
only by your grace and your mercy. Blessed even when I feel unworthy. Blessed only if I trust and obey. You show me how you make a way for me to be blessed in the city or in the field. Blessed on the job or on wheels. Blessed no matter how I feel, whether I'm coming and going, yet still for real I'm blessed.
I'm living life with expectancy, knowing every single day he be blessing me. Many people looking for jobs and looking for house. That's why I thank him every day. I'm putting food in my mouth and can't nobody tell me different. I remember when it was no food, only a stove in the kitchen and water was missing. What? I'm talking to my people, are you listening? Please pay attention. We gain the whole world and lose our soul. We can make fame and fortune and fabulous only make more sense unless you trust in him. Jesus, sit here to free us and teach us. Forget about luxury. I want to live with God and be blessed with he.
Yeah. I'm blessed only by your grace and your mercy. Blessed even when I feel unworthy. Blessed only if I trust and obey. You show me how you make a way for me to be blessed. In the city or in the field, blessed. On the job or on wheels, blessed. No matter how I feel, whether I'm coming and going, yet it's still for real. I'm
All right, now we're back. Nifty, before you get into your second point and onwards, I have a question. What would you say with regards to those people who want to try before they buy, you know, test drive before they
The test drive argument?
Yeah, the test drive argument where they want to get into it before actually committing to a real relationship with that person. They feel like they need to know. They need to get intimate so that they can figure out whether this person is for them.
Okay. Give me a few minutes. I will get into that. I will. I do have an answer for that.
Yes.
I'm just going to backtrack a little bit and first get into the no sex before marriage thing. Because, I mean, some people even ask that question.
Yes. What you're about to hear is classified information. This tape will self-destruct in 3 seconds.
You're silly. So silly. Listen, man. This is what I want to say. A lot of people always look at the rules and never look at why the rules are created. And this is what I want to focus on today, is why the rules are created. You know, when I was younger, my mom used to always tell me not to touch the stove. And then my dad would chime in and say, is if you touch the stove, you will get burned. So my mom stated the rule, and my dad would state the reason as to why the rule existed. Now, the whole no sex before marriage thing, you know, a lot of Christians see that as a rule. Some people say it's a bad rule, it doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. The family unit is important to God. The family unit is very, very important to God. And understanding the family unit and its importance will understand why he doesn't want the no sex before marriage. If you look at, you know, the story of Joseph and Mary, where Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit, and she was engaged to marry Joseph, and Joseph was going to leave her, right? Now, mind you, Mary could have been a single mother, right?
She could have been
a single mother. She could have been the mother of Jesus. She didn't need Joseph. Keep that in mind.
Exactly.
She didn't need him, but God had an angel appear in Joseph's dream and said, stick with her. This goes to show that God wanted Jesus to be raised within a family unit, a nuclear family unit.
Two-parent household.
Okay? So there's something important about the family unit to God where he didn't want Joseph to leave. He had an angel come and persuaded Joseph to stay. Okay? So that's the first thing that I want to put out there, is the family unit is very important. Now, when it comes to the whole no sex before marriage, 9 times out of 10, if you're having sex before marriage, you should be ready to have a family. Point blank, period. Because the fact is, unwanted things could happen, such as pregnancy. And if you don't want the kid, it's going to lead to abortion, or the dude may just split. And if you look at the whole delinquent system, most of the dudes in jail are people that are coming from broken homes. So there is something constructive as well about the family unit. So it's not just a rule that, you know, no sex before marriage, no sex before marriage. The fact is, people that have sex before marriage are usually not ready to have a family yet. And the first thing that I want to put out there is, you shouldn't even be thinking about any sex before marriage unless you're ready to have a family with the person that you're having sex with. And going back to the question that Casey had about test driving, I hear that argument a lot of times where people say that they should be test driving, you know, before they actually marry. And what I say to those people is, you know, if you're truly in love, if God has really set this person in your life to be your wife or to be your husband, You gotta act like the sex doesn't matter. Because think of it like this. What if you married the dude or the female, and 1 year after the marriage took place, someone gets into a horrific car accident and they're not able to use their sexual organs? Are you gonna divorce them? If your answer is yes, then you shouldn't be getting married. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you're basing your relationship on sex, guaranteed something will happen down the road where the sex is so bad where you're going to want to leave. Your relationship should be such a strong spiritual connection that the sex doesn't even matter, that the physical act doesn't even matter. And that's what I say to people who, you know, who want to test drive before they buy, is you don't base a relationship based on the physical act. You base it on the spiritual connection that you have. So even if something happens to their physical appearance or to their physical organs, it doesn't affect the relationship that you have. Now, let's deal with how far is too far. And let's be quite frank. If you're asking that question, you're already in hot water. You're asking the wrong question. This is why. It was never God's intention to separate foreplay and sex. Everything that leads up to the act of sex makes the act of sex more special. And society has basically trained us to separate the two, where everything that leads up to it is somehow a separate entity or a separate thing than the actual act itself. The way that God wanted it to be was everything should be all one. So when I say that you're asking the wrong question, it really is, because if you're saying how far is too far, you're basically saying that you want to do it anyway and you just don't want to complete the act. The actual act of sex is just a completion of the union of two people. All the foreplay and all the stuff that, you know, before it, all the how far is too far business, that's all just a lead-in, if you will. And if you think about it on, like, let's say, like, just a biological level, right? Think about what that does to, you know, the female organs as well as the male organs. It basically sets the stage. It gets everything ready for the final act, if you will, right? Look at it like this. Look at it like this. It's like being really hungry, right? And a couple says that they want to go to the restaurant to eat. But every time they go to the restaurant, they only have an appetizer. And then they leave the restaurant. So, their needs are taken care of for a very short period of time. But they end up going back to the restaurant eating an appetizer. And the fact is, when you go to a restaurant and you're hungry, you want a full meal. You want a full 4-course, 5-course meal. And people who are asking the question, how far is too far? All you're doing is going to the restaurant and having the appetizer, right? And in order to get the full 5-course meal, that's where the marriage should take place. But people are in such a rush to have the appetizer and mess up the whole connection that they have with somebody. Because that's what's happening is you're giving in to the physical needs in order to satisfy that particular need, as opposed to growing with the person and going and saving you money and doing things properly and going to the restaurant and having a full meal and enjoying the meal the way it was meant to be enjoyed. So we have to get back to this understanding of this mentality where it is not about how far is too far. It is about having the full 5-course meal in the way that God intended for you to enjoy that meal. And this is why people don't really enjoy the appetizer. It's not enough. You can go there and you can have the appetizer, but you know it's not enough. You know at some point you're going to give in and try and taste a full meal and mess up your whole appetite to begin with. So it basically ends down, or boils down rather, to family unit. The no sex before marriage thing is really about family. The how far too far thing is really about family. And basically, if you're not ready to have a family with the person, you shouldn't be doing anything that could lead into having a family with that person. And that includes a foreplay, because let's be real, the longer the marriage is not in place, the longer the foreplay stuff is going to happen, the longer it's going to take place. And the longer that takes place, the more likely it is that you guys will go all the way at some point. Just as, you know, most people tend to play the victim, at some point most people will just tend to, you know, play the victim and actually go all the way. And if the unwanted pregnancy happens, then this is when it gets messy and dude wants to split, or you're talking about abortion and it's just not the family that you envisioned. It's not the family that God envisioned. It really boils down to the family unit. And if you're not ready to have a family, then don't be doing anything physically that could lead to a family. And if you are ready to have a family, then what are you waiting on? And get married and then start your family. That's all I got to say, man. Casey, you got anything you want
to
add?
I had to step back and give you the floor on that one. Really, there's nothing more to be said. You have covered everything. Everything. Even a 5-course meal. Really, like, a lot of us might just know about the 3-course. There is actually the 5-course meal.
Yeah. Yeah. You and know? People just want to have the appetizer, man. That's what this is. People just trying to have the appetizers and be satisfied with that, and
depriving yourself
is that's not what God wants
of what God intends.
Yeah. So I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm about to
sign
off, man.
You're all talked out.
Yeah.
let's
sign off. Let's get a little quick pick of the week, and then we'll come off and close.
All right then.
This is Nifty's pick of the week.
Second Timothy 2:22, Galatians 5:20-22, Hebrews 4:14-16. The flesh is a beast. Yeah, we gotta talk about it. Come on, let's go.
She's so fine. She's a dime, like a first drop pick. She's a rider. I got a crucified. Flesh of mine, it's my soul alive, and it's through all this is so fine. She's a dime, like a first drop peak. She's a fry, I got a crucified. This flesh of mine, it's my soul alive, and it's through all God.
One day as I got to the bank, I'm waiting in line for my turn, trying to get some cash. As I looked up, tell me, what do I see? A beautiful lady by the rate 23. As I step forward, she says,
I gotta help you.
I'm here to pay some bills, I reply with an innocent smile. But little did I know, a simple gesture would have set up a chain reaction. Before I know, I notice she starts to get flirty. Gives me a look and says she's into getting dirty. As I leave the counter, she was leaving me a number. Said her shift is done in half an hour. I can come back and we can chill thereafter. Maybe visit her place, we can get a nightcap. As tempting as it was, I had a flee from lust. I knew that it was wrong, so I had to make a run.
She's so fine, she's a dime. She's like a first drop peak, she's a rider. Yeah. I got a crucified. It's my soul alive, and it's through all this God. This is so fine. She's a dime, like a first drop peak. She's a first drop peak. I got a crucified. This flesh of mine, it's my soul alive, and it's through all God.
Keep the scene, freshly forgiven him. Jesus is eliminating all of the sin in him. He and sin parted ways, no longer synonyms. Matter of fact, in his character we see the risen king. Here's the twist, here's the shift, where the bricks begin to slip. And if not for his grace, you know your boy, he would've took a dip. But to get a grip, we start from the beginning and lessons to be learned, so I hope a prayer listening. She was sweeter than cinnamon. Now his heart is dribbling, and plus his faith is dwindling. Doesn't really help because this girl, she's even into him. Doing everything she can to make sure they get intimate. But your boy was a gentleman. More, he was a godly man, so he heeded the spirit man. Chapter 10, verse 13, first Corinthians. No piece of cake, but didn't shake the cannon. Was the difference? Prayer, we learned to gravitate to the word of percolate. The teachers we were giving, and we let the risen navigate. Otherwise, with other guys, we're sure to lead to itemize. But peace for dudes who live renewed. Read Ephesians chapter 2. Yeah, man, I know it's a stretch just to die to the flesh. And I know it's like a vine when we have to decline. Stay rooted to the vine in its place and its time. He will grant you the dime. Wait,
she's so fine. She's a dime. Like a first drop peak, she's a rhyme. I got a crucified. This flesh of mine, it's my soul alive. And it's through all time. She's so fine. She's a dime. Like a first drop peak, she's a rhyme.
Man, don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is staying to the word. I know it's hard, but we ain't tripping on
part of Hebrew, the chapter, go and see the great provision.
Is she flirting, flaunting what she got?
Men don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is staying
the word.
I know it's hard, but we ain't tripping on our mission.
Peep the full part of Hebrew, the chapter, go and see the great provision.
Is she flirting, flaunting what she got?
Men don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is staying
the word.
I know it's hard, but we ain't tripping on our mission.
Peep the full part of Hebrew, the chapter, go and see the great provision.
Is she flirting, flaunting what she got?
Men don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is staying
the word.
I know it's hard, but we ain't tripping on our mission.
And peep the full part of Hebrew, the chapter, go and see the great provision.
She's so fine, she's a dime, like a first drop, she's a rider. I got a crucified, this flesh of mine, it's my soul aligned, and it's my soul. She's so fine, she's a dime, like a first drop, she's a rider. I got a crucified, this flesh of mine, it's my soul aligned, and it's my God.
Yeah, man. So daily we put to death the deeds of the body. Yeah, yeah. Therefore forsake youthful lust and pursue righteousness, godliness. I know it's hard, man, but we got His word. We got the Holy Spirit, and we got each other, man. Let's learn to see life and sin the way God sees it. Let's acquire red vision, baby. The only color we see. Color we see.
Yes, yes, we are back. The Nifty Christian Radio Show on niftychristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. That was my people's man, Rev Visions, chosen and spoken with She's So Fine. Very fitting for our discussion for
it
today.
Is,
yeah?
It is. Very fitting.
And I actually have to admit, that was actually KC's pick of the week.
And it was my idea because it went with our discussion, the theme of our discussion today.
And they just happened to be interviewed today, so.
Yes, and everything came together very nicely.
Quite nicely.
All God's plan.
Yes, yes, yes. So the iPod contest is over, but we're going to be starting a new contest in the next few weeks or so.
Yeah, we want to know what you out there, what you people out there would like to win. Do you want... would you like a trip? Do you want the cash? We need to know. So let us know. Hit us up.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Nothing too extravagant, please. I mean, we're on a very limited budget.
Yeah.
Our budget is limited. So don't be saying, you know, trip to Rome and
new car and all that.
New car. Not yet. But, you know,
we will get there. We promise.
Something within reason, please. Within reason. Like, you know, the iPod Touch, it was within reason. You know? So hit us up on the web, of course. KC@niftychristian.com.
Nifty@niftychristian.com.
And, of course, you can just hit the feature for this week, like the show title, and just comment in there. Or you can just go on the message boards and let us know what you think should be the next prize.
Yes, and guess what? I'm really happy. Next week, we're gonna have our featured artist he's gonna be Tashawn Knight.
Yes, Tashawn Knight, our first R&P featured artist,
and he's a favorite of mine.
Yeah,
he's gonna be big. He really is. You guys, I'm sure if you've checked out our Rhythm and Praise section and you heard his stuff, you can't deny that it's good.
Yeah,
you're gonna hear a little bit more of him. What he's doing, what he's up to, what's coming up for him next. We're going to hear all about that
and
next.
He's got a real sincere heart, man. I like to do this.
Very humble,
very,
and
very
sweet
sincere
guy.
Yeah. So, Tashawn Knight, check him out. You know, he's been getting a lot of plays as well in audio leaks. So, tune in for that. Next week, we'll be back, of course, with, you know, the hottest topics, the hottest music. Actually, next week, too, we're not doing a countdown. We're doing the most requested songs next week. So we've been getting a lot of plays, and there's actually a lot of ties.
Yeah, so
we've
only got five slots. So
right.
To be fair to everybody,
to be fair to people that are getting, you know, a good decent amount of plays, we're gonna do a most requested show next week, and then return with the countdown
the following
bye week after that, if
yeah.
you will. All right. So remember, everybody, love all those around you. Love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a Nifty Christian.
Night, night.
Peace.
You're listening to
the Nifty Christian Show.